Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And if you're wondering, when you watch TV this morning, you're going to see crowds of people that are protesting, that are waving their arms, that are holding signs, and they're mad. And it's all because of Bill Engvall, because he's decided to stop touring. He's going to hang it up, and people just will not take it. Legendary comedian Bill Engvall joins us again here on the National Defense. Bill, how are you?
I'm good, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, but man, when I first read that, it was kind of sad to hear that you're going to stop doing what you're great at. But I guess we all have that point, right?
Yeah, you know, you and I have known each other a long time, and I always said that I wanted to go out on my terms.
Yeah.
And, you know, Randy, I've been lucky enough in this business to achieve every goal I ever set in front of myself. And I always said I didn't want to never do this just for a check, you know, and because it's not fair to the fans and the people that buy our products and stuff. So I knew it was I had gotten to the point where traveling was taking over the fun of being on the road.
Right. I get that for sure.
Yeah, and I didn't want to turn into that grouchy guy that just nothing's good, you know, because that wasn't my stand-up for a long time. And I just knew, and I told my wife, and she said, that's great. And so, what do I miss it? Yeah, I miss it a little bit. There's that, you know, I was telling somebody the other day that they asked me what I miss the most. And I said, I miss that murmuring of the crowd right before you're introduced. There, it's just, it has always just kind of got my juices going. I think any live entertainer would agree with me on that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Bill Engvall here on the National Defense. December 5th release of his comedy special, Here's Your Sign. It's finally time. My last show. And you talk about that murmur before you come on. When you look back, Bill, on this, I mean, and you've had such a great career. I mean, you know, platinum selling albums back when comedy albums were a thing. And I mean, it seems like 1,000 years ago. But what are some of some of your biggest moments that you look back on?
Oh, boy. You know, I think probably I'd be remiss if I said, the first time I did the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, because that was always a huge thing.
Oh yeah. How old were you?
Oh, I was probably in my early 30s.
Man.
But the other one would have been in 91, I think it was. They had a comedy award show, and I won the award for best male stand up in a nightclub. And the reason that award meant so much to me was because it was the first year that they let the fans do the voting. And that meant a lot more. That made the award a lot more important to me because, you know, in the end, the fans are the ones that you do this for,
right.
You know,
right.
To make people laugh and make people feel good. And to be able to be recognized for that was very special. But yeah, there's been, you know, getting my own TV show, writing a book, you know, doing what, you know, been able to do pretty much everything I want to do. For me, just to single out one, it'd be pretty difficult.
So Bill, kind of take me through that period where you came up with Here's Your Sign. Was that early on in your comedy career or was that, midway through? When did that come about? I mean, it's just such a genius thing that carried forth from that point on.
You know, I think it would probably, finally, the joke, I was doing a joke that said, I think stupid people should be slapped. And my wife, when they said, you know, you don't look like the kind of guy that walks around slapping people. and I was in Omaha, Nebraska. I'll never forget it. And you were, you know, that was during the club days. So you were there for 5-6 nights in a row. So you had time to work on material. And I came up with this idea of a sign. I'd probably been in the business 15 years.
Wow.
You know, I didn't know that, you know, I get comedians all the time, young comedians ask me all the time, they go, how do I write that catchphrase, like get her done, or
right.
You might be a redneck, or can't fix stupid, or here's your sign. And the thing I always tell them, I go, is you don't choose it. The audience did. I didn't think here's your sign would have gotten near as big as it did.
Oh, man. I mean, just It was kind of permeated throughout the rest of your career. And I know, you know, you're also a guy that loves comedy. You love to laugh. I just saw Jerry Seinfeld with Jim Gaffigan in St. Louis.
Yeah.
That was a great show. Who makes you laugh now, besides your wife?
Gaffigan does. There's a guy named Nate Bargatze.
My gosh, I love Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, he makes me laugh. Kevin, I got to tell you, I'm an easy mark. I just love to laugh. And unfortunately, I think what's happened in society has changed a little bit. And people now are going to comedy shows to see if you're going to say something that offends them instead of just going and having a good time.
Right.
And I hope that swings back the other way, because we need stand-up. We really do.
Oh, man, especially right now. We're talking to Bill Engvall here on the National Defense, December 5th release of his last comedy special. Here's Your Sign. It's finally time. My last show. It's going to be streaming everywhere. And Bill, you are so right about travel. Oh my gosh. It used to be fun. I used to enjoy getting on an airplane, you know? But everything, you know, I think there are just like two planes that fly now.
Yeah, apparently. Obviously this was pre 9/11. I can remember if I had an 8:30 flight, I'd get to the airport about 8.
Right.
Walk
right.
My gate. You know, now it's, I don't know. I think there's just a ton more people in the world. And, you know, my wife and I just got back from a trip, and it was just, we had a flight out of Miami at like 6 a.m. and the airport was packed.
Yeah. Right.
I was like, I thought, surely I'm the only idiot that's getting up this early to get on an airplane.
I know. And I don't know where these, I was to say the same thing to my wife. Where do these people come from? I don't know any of them. I never recognized anybody at the airport in my hometown. And yet here they are.
And midweek, there's kids running around there. I go, do you guys have school?
Right. You know, Bill, you know, when you look back at your career, you got to focus in on one project and you got to go, man, I was so lucky to film Bait Shop with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, Bait Shop. You know, it's funny, though. People like it. It's a silly movie.
Yeah. But
I'll tell you a funny story about that. A friend of mine and I wrote that.
Oh, really? I didn't realize you wrote that.
Yeah. And we hired these actors to come in and do what they call a table read, where basically they just read the script and that we had written. And I started out at the head of the table and standing. Then I went to sitting, and then I was curled up in the fetal position. I went, this sucks.
You know, Bill, of course, our audience is active duty military, veterans and their families.
Right.
And I just can't tell you enough how much you, all of your career and your comedy has meant to these folks. And we hear, every time we have you on the show, we hear from them and they're so appreciative. And I just want to thank you for entertaining the troops.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. Those feelings go right back at everybody that's in the military. I always said the free world ought to drop to its knees and thank God I'm not in the military, because I would not be good. But I have so much respect for those guys and girls. And, you know, listen, what we did was minuscule compared to what they do for us. And if our little comedy bits made them smile or made it being out in the desert not just maybe a little bit nicer, then we achieved our goal. But I know for a man on the blue collar tour that we were all, and still are, very heavily supportive of the military.
Well, listen, best of luck on the concert or the last show. Best of luck in the rest of your life. I'm glad you're going to have some free time. But we want to have you back on the show from time to time, if you will.
You call anytime, I would be happy to. You guys have been a big supporter of mine, and I'd be happy to. As long as you want to hear me flap my gums, I'll be happy to do it.
You're the best, Bill. Thank you so much, man.
Take care, man. Good talking to you.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.